and reaching forth unto those things which are before. He has heavenly places that he wants us to go to today, I believe. In Ephesians 1:3, it says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ." In the same chapter, Paul says, "That ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ, when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in heavenly places." I'm going to go let go of some things in my past today, because here today, he has raised us up together to make us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Let's worship the Lord. You know what that requires? That requires me of letting some things go. If I have a weight that I carried in here today, I need to put it down. And I need to reach forward. I need to let some things go that happened to me yesterday or last week or last month or last year. I need, when I come through these doors, I need to lay them down here and not walk out of them, but I'm going to reach forward. Things are going to get lighter. The heavenly places are lighter to where God wants to take us here today in Jesus' name. Some of you need a breakthrough in the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
You've been hitting this wall. You've been hitting this ceiling, and you've been bumping your head for too long. And God wants to take you to a place that he intended you to take you, and he wants you to be there today. Let's go there today in Jesus' name.
We have had enough of getting everything we want. We are weary of living this life just for us. Oh, forgive us of seeking your hand and not your face. Come and empty us, Father, we're desperate in this place. Holy Spirit, fill us with your fire. Give us your desires. Hold us close to you. Holy Spirit, give us revelation and healing visitation. Nothing else will do. We want more and more and more and more of you. You have given us so much more than we deserve. You deliver us by the power of your word. God, we lift you up, giving you the honor that is yours. Thank you for your love, Father, this is what we're living for. Holy Spirit, fill us with your fire. Give us your desires. Hold us close to you. Holy Spirit, give us revelation and healing visitation. Nothing else will do. We want more and more and more and more. Oh, the love that covers us. Oh, the Savior's mercy. Oh, the blood that makes us spotless bride. Oh, the love that covers us. Oh, the Savior's mercy. Oh, the blood that makes us spotless bride. Holy Spirit, fill us with your fire. Give us your desires. Hold us close to you. salvation, a healing visitation, nothing else will do. We want more and more and more and more. Oh, the love that covers us. Oh, the Savior's mercy. Oh, the blood that makes us spotless bride.
Hallelujah.
Oh, the love that covers us. Oh, the Savior's mercy. Oh, the blood that makes us spotless bride. Holy Spirit, fill us with your fire. Give us your desires. Hold us close to you. Holy Spirit, give us revelation, a healing visitation. Nothing else will do. Holy Spirit, fill us with your fire. Give us your desires and hold us close to you. Holy Spirit, give us revelation, a healing visitation. Nothing else will do. Holy Spirit, fill us with your fire. Give us your desire. Hold us close to you. We want more and more and more and more of you. More and more and more and more of you.
Reminded of a conversation my husband and I had yesterday in regards to our kids. You may be seated if you'd like. We were talking about our kids and children. I love you dearly. I'm not complaining about you. I'm just doing a little warning here. We grew up so differently than the lives that our kids have, which I'm thankful for. I'm so happy my kids have, I don't even know what to say for gifts and stuff, because they have everything. They do. And I think that's majority of our society today. Everybody has so much stuff. Uh-huh. And so we got them munchkins on the way, and then they got ice cream from the ice cream truck, and we ate out to dinner, and then one of them was like, so can we go to that cookie dough creation place? And we're just like, it's like just never enough. Yeah. Never enough for you guys. And I was lucky if I got to go out to McDonald's. It was such a treat. I remember like my sister and I having this little competition of whoever finished their we like savored every bite of because it was such a treat for us to do those things. Now it's like, no, it's just everyday life for them. Not McDonald's every day, but just... But, and that line about, oh, the love that covers us. I love those children more than anything in this world. They are my pride and joy. They are everything to me. And the same with God. We become so spoiled that we really forget who he is. We really forget even the smallest things become, they just become, that's just life. That's just, AC. And I mean, I'm just talking about the smallest things become just nonchalant because we are so used to those things.
Yes, yes.
When not all of the world is used to those things.
That's right.
But oh, the love that covers us.
Right, amen.
Oh, the Savior's mercy. Oh, the blood that makes a spotless bride. Our This flesh that we're wrapped in is so unworthy of all that he is, but he loves us. Yeah. It doesn't mean that he's not going to try to correct us and give us a revelation. Yes. Like, listen, children, this is, you know, this is a blessing. Listen, kids, you are going to have good work ethic. Listen, kids, we are going to raise you to know better. Yes. And we will learn things from him. But oh, the love that covers us. I'm so thankful to know him, to know the power and have his name applied to our lives. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We sing all the songs. We read all about you. We know right from wrong. But what does it amount to? If my life doesn't show how much I love you, I need you to break through. Tear down the walls, let everything fall, 'cause I want to praise you. Nothing between I've had enough.
to praise you. With nothing between you and me, I need you to break through.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe there's a few people here today that are content with the cracks in the walls. They're not satisfied with bumping their head on the ceiling where God wants to take them to, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. They're not satisfied because they know that there is more for them, that God has more in store for you in this place, in your life, in your walk, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. There's a divine discontentment in this place today in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. There's a breakthrough that's going to go beyond these four walls right here today that you want to manifest yourself and demonstrate in Jesus' name in our lives and the lives of others in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 If you believe that, can we give God a shout of praise in Jesus' name? Hallelujah. Brother Mike, we pray for the offering.
Undefeated one, my life and my salvation. When the wicked, my enemies and my foes came upon me to kill my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Omnipotent, almighty, defender, my victory, my refuge, the one I run. You are the God of the breakthrough. Breakthrough. You are the God of the breakthrough. When I can't see my way through, and I really don't know what to do, I look to you. Breakthrough. The walls fall down when I shout through. Strongholds break when I break through. Of the breakthrough. You are the undefeated one, my life and my salvation. When the wicked, my enemies and my foes came upon me, in my flesh they stumbled and fell. Almighty defender, my victory, my refuge, the one I run to. You are the God, you are the God. I'm gonna praise you. You are the God. You are the God of the breakthrough. Breakthrough in my heart, breakthrough in my mind, breakthrough in my spirit, breakthrough in my soul, breakthrough in my weakness, breakthrough in my struggle. You are the God, you are the God of the breakthrough in my worship, breakthrough in my praise, breakthrough when I lift and glorify your name, breakthrough when I dance, breakthrough when I shout. You are the God, you are the God of the breakthrough in my heart.
I really don't know.
are the God. You are the God of the breakthrough. You are the God of the breakthrough. When I can't see my way through, and I really don't know what to do, I look to you, breakthrough. Clouds fall down when I shout through. Strongholds break when I break through. So I'm gonna praise you. You are the God. You are the God of the breakthrough. My heart, breakthrough in my mind, breakthrough in my spirit, breakthrough in my soul, breakthrough in my weakness, breakthrough in my struggle. You are the God. You are the God of the breakthrough in my worship, breakthrough in my prayer, breakthrough when I lift and glorify your name, breakthrough when I dance, breakthrough when I shout. You are the God. You are the God of the breakthrough in my heart, breakthrough in my mind, breakthrough in my spirit, breakthrough in my soul, breakthrough in my weakness, breakthrough in my struggle. You are the God. You are the God of the breakthrough in my worship, breakthrough in my prayer, breakthrough when I lift and glorify your name, breakthrough when I dance, breakthrough when I shout. You are the God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. You are worthy. Hallelujah. Such a sweet presence of the Lord in this place. Hallelujah. Over this house, why don't we lift our hands? Why don't we lift our voice? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, mighty God.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
the more I find you, the more I love you, the more I seek you, the more I find you, the more I find you, the more I love you. I wanna sit at your feet, drink from the cup in your hand, lay back against you and breathe, feel your heartbeat. This love is so deep, it's more than I can stand. I melt in your peace, it's overwhelming. The more I seek you, the more I find you, the more
at a crossroads right now. Do you hear him calling you higher to a new place in your relationship with him? Thank you, Jesus.
I hear the voice, the voice of the one I love is calling my name. I hear the voice. You, here with you, I find my heart.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Before you're seated, I just want to express something that I feel is needful for us in regards to Brother Paul Wolin spoke last Sunday morning. The title of his message was The Power of a Snowflake, but the premise of the message was the law of accumulation. How that, and I thought about this even in reference to a breakthrough, it doesn't happen on the first swing. I was praying, God, help me to keep swinging. Help me to keep swinging for long. See, what I don't often realize is that with every stroke, there's micro fissures and cracks and fractures that are taking place. Every time I lift my hands, it's another swing. Every time I pray, every time I weep, every time I shout, it's another swing. It's another. Before long, the law of accumulation says, I don't know which one it's going to be. I don't know when it's going to happen. I don't know what service it's going to be in. But the law of accumulation says, as long as I keep swinging, as long as I keep praising, as long as I keep singing, as long as I keep shouting, this I want to request as pastor. I truly believe in the law of accumulation. And whenever an altar call is given at this church, unless you are physically unable to come to the altar, I want you to come to the altar. Because the law of accumulation says, if people who are very hesitant and apprehensive to come see more people making their way out of the pews and down to the altar, guess what? The law accumulation says at some point, somebody who didn't feel comfortable about going forward, or somebody who said, no, I'll just sit here in my pew, the law of accumulation, at some point, they're going to say, okay, I'm going to go with everybody else. And what God only knows the opportunity that that will present for us to minister into someone's life. So I don't mind you spreading the word. This is my request to you as pastor. If you consider yourself a member of this church and you want to be involved in what's going on here, if you just want to sit out and be on the sidelines, well, that's your deal. You can deal with God about that. But if you want to be a part of what's going on and you want to be involved in the law of accumulation, then every time an altar call is given, you get out of your pew and you make your way to the front, unless you are physically unable to do so. Hope you're not too mad at me. You have your Bibles, and you'd be so kind. Turn to Philippians chapter number 2. While we're flipping there, gentlemen, if you'd be so kind to put the announcements up on the screen. I know they've been scrolling in between our sessions, but a couple of very important things I want to remind you of. Tonight, fifth Sunday, Faith and Family Night, we are going to be having our baked potatoes in bags. New event. We're going to have a bag tournament, baked potato fundraiser. We donation only. There is no set fee. And so we ask you to come. We'll have baked potatoes and the trimmings, you know, the bacon, cheese, sour cream, all the other stuff that goes with it. Some side dishes, some desserts, drinks, you know, all that good stuff. We are going to have it at Knights Park. It's going to begin at 6 o'clock, from 6 to 8, 2 hours there. I realize this, with all the rain that we've had, it is kind of wet, especially over by the portalets, if you will. But most of the area that we will need and use is not in a wet location. But just keep that in mind in reference to kids and even yourself as you're walking throughout the area tonight, that there is a pretty soggy and wet area over there. If you have been volunteered by Sister Grimm to help, please be reminded that tonight is the night, and we need your help. If you haven't signed up, you can help us by signing up, be a part of the bag tournament. We'll have kind of a double elimination matrix made up, and we'll try to get through it. We have some. If you have a set of bags, and I hope you know what that means, cornhole bags, that sort of stuff, bring it tonight, and that will help us. The church, we made up two more sets yesterday, and so hopefully we'll have enough for everybody who wants to be involved in the bag tournament to be involved. That is happening tonight, beginning at 6 o'clock. This coming Tuesday, National Night Out, sponsored by Sandwich Police Department, is happening on Railroad Street. We have a booth. We're actually going to have the trailer out there. Fun grilling out hamburgers, hot dogs from 5 to 8 p.m. If you have opportunity, we would ask you to come by. Somebody volunteered to help. Thank you so much. Thank you, Brother Matt and Sister Rose, for getting the place and making it available for us. We're going to be handing out pens, literature, that sort of stuff. The opportunity for outreach in our community to be involved. And so we ask that you would come Tuesday, anytime between 5 and 8. And help us out there in Philippians chapter number 2. I will not be long in my remarks this morning. Thank you for your obedience to the word of the Lord and power in the presence of God. Philippians chapter number 2, begin reading in verse number 12. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out. Everybody say work out. Work out your own salvation. Everybody say my own salvation. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Do all things without murmurings and disputings, that you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom you shine as lights in the world. Draw your attention back to verse number 12. From there, I'd like to take a title. It says, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. The title of my message this morning is, we have to work it out. We have to work it out. Can we pray? Lord Jesus, we love you. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy and your grace. We thank you for your love, which leads and guides our lives, which gives us direction. Lord, we pray that you would open our hearts and minds to receive your word, God. Be strengthened therein, God, to go forth and do your will. We thank you for this wonderful, precious group of people, God. Lord, now let our hearts be attentive to your word, God, that we would find therein, God, what we need, God. We love you. We praise you. We thank you. We honor you for your goodness and your mercy and your grace, for all that you are and all that you do. In your name that is above every name, in Jesus' precious name we pray. And everybody said amen. If you clap your hands and lift your voice, you may be seated. We have to work it out. It is often a phrase used to denote differences that need to be addressed, things that need to be reconciled, or conflicts that need to be resolved. You have to work it out. Many times in relationships, I know that as a teenager when scuffles would happen or there would be disagreements or I would be in an argument with a friend, my mom would often look at me or my sister in addresses and say, well, you're just going to have to work it out. Going to have to work it out. There's going to be disagreements. There's going to be issues, but you're going to have to work it out. How many of you have ever been at a job and you've asked your employer for time off and you want to maybe change the schedule and he or she looks at you and said, well, if you can find somebody to work for you to fill your space, well, then yes, but you're going to have to work that out. You're going to have to do what's necessary. When there's scheduling conflicts, and I know my wife deals with this a lot in her job, trying to get people at different places at different times, and she talks about how that scheduling is one of the most difficult things that she does, because she's all the time trying to work it out where an attorney can be here and there in the different situations, and so we got to work it out. I remember in school, we had the dreaded word problems. I hated word problems. I mean, you just put the English folder away and you pull out math and it says a word problem. And I think to myself, what is this heresy? Math is supposed to be with numbers. And yet there's words here and I got to somehow work this out. And I really don't care how many apples Susie had that she gave to Jim. Doesn't really matter to me. And then as you progress, they would tell you, well, there's going to be word problems and there's going to be information in those word problems that you don't really need. I thought to myself, well, why put it in there? But you got to work it out. You've got to figure out how things happen. I believe it was the day before on Friday, I was with the kids in the car and somehow the discussion came up, it's my kids, about Queen Elizabeth. And someone had told them that Queen Elizabeth was dead. And I said, well, no, I mean, there is Queen Elizabeths that have reigned previously that are no longer with us. I said, but the reigning Queen Elizabeth, she's still alive. And Austin goes, how old is she? And I said, well, I don't really know. I said, I think maybe in her late 80s. I said, well, let's ask Siri. And so, you know, we did the whole Siri thing and we found out that Queen Elizabeth is 91 years of age. I said, see, guys? And they wanted to see a picture, and they're like, wow, she's old. I was like, yes. And she's 91. And then I read the caption, and I said, she's been reigning for 65 years. 65 years. And Kinsley, in just a moment, looked at me and said, that means she started when she was 26. Yeah, she did the math that quick. And I stopped and said, I had to think about it. I had to work it out. And I said, you're right. She did. But she, immediately when I said those numbers, she must be good at word problems. Because she told me, well, she must have started when she was 26. I said, you're right. She did. But she worked it out. Using the resources and the information that she had been taught in school as to how to make subtraction with double-digit numbers. And she did it. She worked it out. She made it possible. What about when it comes to our salvation? For any believer, it should be by far the most important aspect of our life. Eternity awaits. Our salvation. Now, I know the obvious objection to this is to quote Ephesians 2, 8, and 9. I understand. For by grace are you saved through faith. Not of works, lest any man should boast. I understand that passage of Scripture, but I believe that passage of Scripture is often read in error. And I shouldn't say read, I should say understood in error. They don't understand that the passage is actually putting things in perspective. The passage is telling us that it is by God's grace that we have access to salvation, but it is through faith that we access the gift. The gift of salvation is given by the grace of God through Jesus Christ, but you and I access salvation via our faith. How do I know that? Well, James tells us that faith without works is dead, being alone. So if faith is what facilitates our salvation by the grace of God, well, then there has to be something that I do as a result. Say it with me. For someone to use this passage to persuade others that no action is necessary on our part, I'm simply understanding it is not biblically correct. Stay with me. The Bible says that we work out, the Greek word there, it's a long word, katergazumai. I didn't get that right probably. But it means to produce or to accomplish, to work down to the end point, to an exact or definite conclusion, to bring to decisive finality. In other words, it is saying, without taking it out of context, you bring about and you accomplish your own salvation. God makes it available. It is a gift of God. You could never have salvation based upon what you do. But because He made salvation available, you do something in response with faith. See, here's the understanding. We do
We must. And it is something that we have a part in. Acquiring our salvation. I get it. Here's what I think. I think we live in such an entitled world with an entitlement mentality that many people think heaven is just going to be handed to them. I don't have to do nothing, live any certain way. The grace of God covers it all. I do what I want to do, live how I want to live, and heaven is my reward. Reward for what? My Bible tells me that we are rewarding according to our works of righteousness. It's in there. And so if I understand the Bible, there is effort that's necessary on my part. Heaven will not just be handed to me. It is something that I will diligently and with effort work out. It is something that I will, as a result of my faith, that God has made it possible through Jesus Christ for me to make heaven my home. I will press toward the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus. I will work out my own salvation with fear and trembling. Make no mistake, it's going to take effort. I hate to dispel those easy believe doctrines, but heaven will not just be handed to you and I. We must work out our own salvation. Understand this. The Bible says, it is your own salvation. Stay with me. The beginning is the same. Everybody here under the sound of my voice, the beginning, now the circumstances may be a little bit different, but the fact that you, in some way, either through natural birth or cesarean, you came in to the world, if you will, out of the womb of your mother, or you wouldn't be here. We all, though none of us can remember what took place, we all experienced birth. The foundation of life, natural life, is birth. Is it not? All right, well, let's look at that in the spirit then, if that is the understanding. And now, please understand, this is not negating or understanding that life begins at conception. I believe that, I preach that, I understand that. But in order for us to be an independent functioning organism on our own, we had to be born. In other words, we had to come out of the womb. The cord had to be cut, and we had to start breathing on our own. Did we not? And so the birth is the beginning. I, without hesitation, say that there is a plan of salvation. There is a new birth experience. There is repentance, baptism in His name, and the infilling of His Spirit. I believe that. I preach that. I can show that according to the Word of God. That is the new birth experience. But just as in the natural, we all experience birth in some forms and various shapes. I get that. But we all begin to breathe on our own. But every single one of us from that point on began to lead different lives. Your experiences and encounters are not my experiences and encounters. We may share some of the same. We may have similar circumstances in life. We may have brought along similar baggage. But the reality is, your journey is different than my journey. Your life is different than my life. What you've gone through and what you've experienced is different from what I've gone through and what I've experienced. That's why the Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians 10 and 12 that it is not wise to compare ourselves among ourselves. Why? Because we are all different. We all have differences in the way that we were brought up, in the way that we were taught, in the way that we were socialized. We all have a different journey. Here's the thing. We have got to own it. I'm going to say that again. We have got to own it. Me making heaven my home is not on anybody else but me. It ain't mama's fault if I don't make it. It ain't daddy's fault if I don't make it. It ain't brother's fault if I don't make it. It ain't sister's fault if I don't make it. It is my own salvation. I gotta own it. I'm responsible for what I do. I can't blame it on anybody else. It is not on anybody else's back if I make it or if I don't. But by the grace of God, I have opportunity to work it out and make heaven my home. And when I walk on the streets of gold, I'm going to be thankful for everybody else that helped me, but it won't be anybody individually that grabbed me by the hand and took me there. I have to go on my own. Bible says every man must give an account of his deeds. It is my own salvation.
Let me put into a natural sense, and I'll try to hurry on. I don't care how much I want somebody else to live better or do better or be healthy. It doesn't matter how much I run. If they don't run, it doesn't help them. It doesn't matter how good I eat. I tell Brother Matt, man, I want you to be the healthiest guy. I want you to have the healthiest diet. And so I'm going to start eating kale every day for you. Guess what? It won't help him one iota. It doesn't matter how much I want it for him. It doesn't matter what I do trying to get him better. Unless he decides for himself that things are going to change. I'm not condemning you in any way, shape, or form. Please understand. I can't help somebody else be healthy in the sense of doing things for them. They got to make the decision on their own. It doesn't matter how much my mama wants me to make it to heaven. It doesn't matter how much my daddy wants me to make it to heaven. They're going to pray for me and they're going to do everything they can to lead my life and to mentor me and guide me. But one of these days I had to make up my own mind. It ain't about what mama says and it ain't about what my daddy says. I got to get this for me. It is my own salvation. By the grace of God, Jesus granted me access, but my faith is displayed by my willingness, yea, my own effort to work it out. Fear and trembling. The word fear there means to withdraw or to flee from, in the sense of flee youthful lust, in the sense of I want to steer clear of anything that can lead me astray. Please understand where I'm coming from. I live right and I do right. Lest I fall, lest I myself become a castaway. The Apostle Paul said, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become a castaway. He realized it's my own salvation. I got to work it out for myself. And so I'm going to flee youthful lust and I'm going to stay away from those things which are going to war against my soul. See, I'll prove it to you. Hebrews 4:1. Here's the type of fear it's talking about. Let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. Yes, there is a healthy fear. It says, when I stand before him on that day, I do not want to hear from him in any way, shape, or form. Depart from me. I never knew you. There is a healthy fear. Get this. There is a healthy reverence that says, I got to stay away from anything that would prevent me from hearing, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. And so with fear, I continue to live my life in accordance with the word of God. Trembling. Trembling here means anxiety from feelings of inadequacy. What are you saying, Pastor? It is the understanding that I cannot do this without divine assistance. I can't do this by myself. I can't make the right decisions that I need to on my own. I got to have the Word of God, and I got to have good preaching, and I got to have good teaching, and I got to have a body of believers that's going to help me. It is my own salvation, but I'm going to take all the help I can get. Though you can't eat for me, you can say, hey, buddy, come on, let's go to the gym together. Hey, let's run together. Hey, let's go to this place that only serves healthy food together. What are you trying to say, Pastor? I can't help someone make the right decisions in their life. I can help them. Hey, you can't do this on your own. The journey is too great for you by your lonesome. That's why you need God, and that's why you need the people of God, because you got to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. I'm closing. You can stand to your feet. I am committed to do whatever I need to do in order to make heaven my home. Let me ask you this. If heaven is just going to be handed to us, why would Jesus go to great lengths to make statements such as these? If your eye offend thee, pluck it out. For it's better for you that you would enter into heaven not having sight, I'm paraphrasing, than enter into hell. If your arm offend thee, cut it off. What are you saying, man? You just took a big drastic turn here at the end. It's the understanding that I work out my own salvation with fear. Your struggles are not my struggles, and my struggles are not your struggles. Your temptations aren't necessarily my temptations. Your battles aren't necessarily my battles. But we all got battles. And we all got the journey. And we all have things that are warring against our soul, trying to keep us from making heaven our home. And so we've got to commit. I'm going to do whatever it takes. I will work out my own salvation with fear and trembling. Pastor, preach it to me straight. Teachers, teach me what I need to hear. But I'm also going to bury my own nose in the book and begin reading and studying and show myself approved. I want to know for myself that I'm making the right steps in the right direction, that I'm being led of God. I'm following His way. I'm on the straight and narrow. So I work out my own salvation with fear and trembling. I realize that on my own, by myself, I won't make it. I gotta have God. I need the people of God to lead me and to guide me. That's why he goes on to say, dispute and murmur, quarrel over things. So-and-so didn't have to do that. Why should I have to do that? Well, that's their salvation. This is your salvation. I'm going to say that again. We start comparing ourselves and saying, well, so-and-so didn't have to give that up. They're doing just fine. Well, that's their salvation. Maybe you need to for your salvation. Maybe they don't struggle with it like you struggle. See, that principle works in every aspect of our lives. I'm not comparing what brother does or what sister does, so-and-so does. It's me and him. I'm going to work out my own salvation with fear and trembling. Well, you're doing that. Does that mean I have to do it? I don't know if you have to do it. It's your own salvation. But I've been in talk with my father, and he tells me I need to get rid of it. So I'm working out my own salvation. I'm getting rid of it. I can keep it and make heaven your home. That's between you and God. But my father's telling me I need to get rid of it. Maybe there's something I struggle with. You don't struggle with. It's my salvation. I'm going to make the... I'm preaching now. It's my salvation. work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. I come before God and say, Lord, I want to do whatever I got to do, because I cannot hear those words, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you. I don't care what so-and-so does. I don't care what she does or he does. That's their salvation. I'm worried about my own salvation. And so with fear and trembling, I stand before you and say, Lord, what do I need to do to make heaven my home? I know it all starts the same. I've repented. I've been baptized in your name and filled with your spirit. But with many other words did he testify and exhort them, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. So here's the moment. Because here's a revelation. We all need to work out our own salvation. It's another reason why I need to come to the altar. Yep, right now is the time. I'm making the appeal. I need to come to the altar. Because I got to work out my own salvation with fear and trembling. Oh, whatever you got to do to me. Whatever I got to give up, I don't care if brother doesn't have to give up. I don't care if sister so-and-so still keeps it in her life. No, whatever I got to do, I must be saved. Help me to work out my own salvation. I'm not going to worry about someone else's lawn. They can mow their own lawn, but Lord, help me to keep mine up. Help me to do what I need to do. Let us therefore fear. Jesus made it possible by the grace of God. I can be saved. I can make heaven my home because of what Jesus did for me. Salvation is available to all. But only some will work it out. Only some will commit. Dedicate the resources.
For whatever.
for above all else, I must be saved. For whatever you have to do to me, don't let me be lost for eternity.
I've often asked the question. On the day of Pentecost, those gathering around ask what they must do. Many of us know it. And Peter said unto them, repent, be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. The promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Many of us can quote that. Those two verses of Scripture. And then, as I stated a little bit earlier, the Bible says, and with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. I've often asked, what are those many words? Those many other words that Peter spoke on that day. But I've come to this conclusion. I don't need to know. Those words were for those people on that day. I know what I must do. The Bible tells me. Repent, be baptized in his name, receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. That I know, that's the basis. But on that day, Peter had many other words. He testified and exhorted unto them. The reason why those words are not there, because God didn't give those words to us. He gave those words through Peter to those men and women gathered together on that day. Why? Because they were dealing with different things than you and I are dealing with. I guarantee you, Peter didn't preach to them about Facebook. Guess what? We have to preach about things nowadays. Like social media and what we do on social media. Why? Because there's many other words that are necessary to help us and to lead us and to guide our lives. I can tell you what the basis is. I can tell you, you got to repent, you got to be baptized in his name, and you got to be filled with the Spirit. I can tell you that. I can show you that in the Word of God, but there's going to be many other words. And there's sometimes I'm going to preach, and it may not be directly applicable to you, but it may be spot on to the person sitting beside you, and vice versa. It's my own salvation. Lord, help me to work it out with fear and trembling. Whatever you have to do, whatever sacrifices I have to make, whatever things I have to give up, I'm not going to look at brother so-and-so and say, well, he didn't have to give that up. I'm not worried. Catch this. I'm not responsible for his salvation. I'm responsible for mine. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. And I'll do everything I can to help someone, to lead someone, to teach someone. But at some point in time, I'm going to have, just like some point in time, mom and daddy, let me go. At some point in time, I'm going to have to lead somebody and help them. But at some point in time, I'm going to have to say, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Walk your walk with God. I got to somehow put their hand in his hand and say, just walk with Jesus. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. I'm done. God's given me a new little tidbit of wise counsel. Because the next time somebody comes to me about somebody else, you know what I'm going to tell them? Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Oh, we thank you for your word. You're so good to us. Thank you for your grace. Thank you the access we have through Jesus Christ to making heaven our home. Lord, let me work at it. Lord, in this crooked and perverse generation, Lord, let me shine as a light, working out my own salvation. Hallelujah. God bless you for being in the house of the Lord this morning. I thank you for your response and your obedience, not only to the word, but to the wishes of your pastor. Hope all of you will join us tonight as we have fun and fellowship together at Knights Park beginning at 6 o'clock. You may go in the precious name of Jesus Christ.